Welcome back to another episode of the Talkings Podcast. I am your host, Bobby.
I'm Sir Joseph.
Wow, that was a build-up.
Yes. We have a new, freshing...
Ambiance
environment. It is spring, Utah. It is hot. Well, not hot, but it's definitely warmer. Birds are chirping. I'm sure you guys are hearing some nature. We are testing this out. So let us know. Give us your feedback. Instagram, talk_kings. Let me know if it's a good decision or a bad decision. It can go both ways,
it
man.
It can go either
we
way.
We got planes flying. Sometimes the wind blows drastically. But the birds is pretty nice. I like it. It feels
I'm
good.
I'm digging it. It's nice to have fresh air.
Yeah, like you said, ambiance. So, feeling good, baby. Yeah. Feeling good.
We're doing it again.
I'm going to open this up for you. Sorry.
Oh.
We've been just catching up. We also got a dog here. We're kind of in doggy training at the same time.
She is farting right now.
She's gassy.
She's so cute. Huh?
I should have grabbed like a toy for her.
Yeah, she's fine.
She's all right.
She's so soft.
It's just the dog licks. It's a cane corso, folks. It's a ginormous, slobbery, big-ass dog.
Yeah, that's all right. We love dogs.
She is really cute, though. But she's getting a lot better. She was kind of a pain in the ass at the start. She's a pup.
How old is she?
I think like 7 months or something.
Jesus, 7 months only? This dog is the size
she's huge,
of a
yeah.
small horse.
And she's going to get bigger.
And her paws are huge.
Yeah. My big meaty claws.
Yeah. What's her name again?
Her name's Kinty. She has a full name. I forgot how to pronounce it. It's a shamanism thing, but it's short for Kinty, basically. So I'd have to ask again on that one. But
cute.
Yeah, she's a charmer. That's the hard part. See, you touched her, and now she's like,
nah, she just, we're playing. She can't get enough.
Yeah, come here. Sit down. Good dog. I just want one of those dogs that just like look like this. They're big. They're cool. And you just tell them what to do once, and they just like sit, chill.
That takes time. She's only seven months old.
I don't give a. She's a. she's kind of dumb. Nah, she's learning, huh? Hunkington, you're learning. No, dude, this might be the worst guard dog of all time. Because anytime you were to come through that gate,
right,
she would see you. She'd be like, oh, we're here to play, having fun. And I'm like, you are the worst guard dog ever. Like, she doesn't really bark either.
Yeah, I haven't heard her.
Yeah. She is a sweet dog. No, oh, you're a sweet dog. There you go. Good girl. Yeah.
They have such big heads.
Oh, yeah.
I was at the dog park last summer. There was this big black cane corso. His head, dude, it was huge. I've never seen a head on a dog so big.
Yeah, I mean,
they need to be trained, though. They need stern training.
She really does.
They're working class dog, huh?
What dog park did you go to?
It was in Houston.
Oh, in Houston?
Yeah.
Okay. I know they got a few here. I've always been curious on, like, where to take, like, dog to a dog park. I guess you could just look it up on Google or some shit, but...
But he was badass. It was a gorgeous-looking dog. He had this big old spike collar on. He just looked beefy.
That's cute. I don't know. Should I lock her up? Is this too distracting?
No.
Okay.
I'm enjoying it.
Let me know.
It's comforting.
I don't want it to be too distracting. Anyway, when are you going to grow the mustache?
You know, you keep trying. I got a job to do. I got people to be in front of.
Dude, this Stella cider is gross. I hate it.
That's why I said.
I hate it.
Do you need to go get another one?
I might need to. I'm not an apple juice fan, and I just tasted it.
Do you want this?
God.
I don't know if I'll drink all of this.
I'll try. I'll try to stomach it out. Maybe it's like one of those things that kind of will grow on you or some shit.
I don't think so, man.
I don't know.
Those things typically get worse as you drink them.
We'll find out.
All right.
But. Well, I see you got the beard going on. I think you got... maybe if you just wait a little... Here's what you should do. Wait like one more week for your beard. Don't trim it.
Oh, I got to trim it.
And then when you got to trim it by next week... just take it all off, not all off, maybe do the stubble with the cheeks and the chin,
and then
grow the top of the mustache more, so it will look more full and thick by next week. You should do it.
Why are we growing mustaches?
Why not?
It's the season. Trying
to get Tonga to do it. Henny's already on it. Freaking, I'm doing it. I got bot hair.
Has Bomb Bomb got one? Dude, I gotta see this idiot.
Sorry, Bomb.
He's got a mustache?
Hold on.
I wasn't aware that he was capable of doing that. Well,
he's growing one. He's growing one. Give me a second. Look at this stud muffin.
Dude, I don't know about that one. Shave it. Get rid of it.
Bomb, don't listen to him.
You know what
good.
He looks like? He reminds me of what's his name on Dodgeball. Fucking,
Is it Justin Long, that character?
No, it's...
Or the actor, whatever?
It's... God, he plays in Night at the Museum. What's his name?
I was like, Ben Stiller?
Yes! Ben Stiller's
Ben
character.
No, yeah, Bomb, dude. No, you don't.
That's
no.
That's a premature Ben Stiller. Let me show you. I'm Googling. Here we go.
Dude, what's your favorite Ben Stiller movie? Like, what character does he play? Like, the one at the fat camp is so funny.
That one is.
He's kind of the same as the dodgeball one, though.
Yeah.
I think somebody online made, like, a correlation in between the two or something. Like, it was supposed to be the aftermath of what's that guy's name? That guy that, Ben Stiller at the fat camp or whatever. And then he did, like, the gym thing with the dodgeball thing. But it was a stretch.
Yeah.
That looks nothing like him.
That looks like Bomb Bomb.
No, it doesn't. And that mustache is like, no offense, Bomb. That mustache is like five times thicker. Here's the thing.
You're an asshole.
No. Here's the thing. Okay, let's do it like this. This is how you grow a really good... There's like a couple ways to do it, obviously, right? Number one, you can shave everything and then just keep your upper lip growing and growing, but it has to go through stages.
Like the Hitler? What are you talking about? Your upper lip?
Yes, your upper lip. A mustache.
Right, okay. Like the whole...
Calm down. Yeah, no Hitler. So there's a couple of stages you can do it.
You're
pointing at this part. No, I'm not... Where was my... Bobby, my fingers were pointing clearly east. I'm facing west.
Continue.
So there's a couple of ways you can do it, right? Either A, it's like you can shave everything and then you can continuously grow the upper lip facial hair, but that's going to go through stages, right? Now, I think, in just my opinion, that it evidently will look a lot better if you start growing everything all at once, like the beard, the stubble. Even if you like can't grow a full connection patch with your beard, just have the like stubble just go through, right, for like a couple weeks. Then once you have more of a chance to get that upper stash more thickening, then you can start trimming down the sides, like the cheeks and the chin, for a stubble look. Or you can completely shave it off. Completely shaving it off, that's like porn star,
yeah,
80s like kind of creep,
70s, 80s porn,
something star. Like that. But when you got the stubble, that's it's in right now. It is. Sorry, man, that's a thing, man. So, Bobby, all
right,
give it one more week, then trim up your chin, your sides, and keep that stash growing, baby. Give it a little bit of a trim on the lips. Think less is more when you're trimming.
I don't know, dude. I can't. I hate having more anything longer than this facial hair.
Ugh.
It's itchy. It's uncomfortable.
But you're jet black, bro. You're jet black.
On shit.
All right, I'm taking another swig.
Jet black is a clean cut.
Should we get cigars?
Man, yeah.
Should we do it? Should we put a pause on this?
Where do you have cigars?
I gotta switch this because this beer is disgusting. Nobody should drink. Don't drink the Stella cider, European style. It is. Distasteful, folks. Unless you really like apple juice, and I mean like really like apple juice, I do not.
Are we pausing?
We can pause it.
All right, we're gonna pause this. We'll be back in 2 seconds.
All right,
we're back. He's got a new.
I got
new beverage.
I got a new beverage. For those that are wondering, some of the guests that, you know, we clean for leave behind some alcohol beverages because, you know, they can't take it on a plane or whatever. So I pick it up, and unfortunately I can't donate it. So I just either keep it and give it to people, or people of age, or I consume it for myself.
There you go.
We try new things. And it was distasteful, disgusting, terrible, not worth it, not worth any penny. So not even for free. It was the cider European disgustingness.
All right.
Beer, what do you think?
I'm not a big fan of the ciders, man.
Dude, apple juice alone.
Yeah. Here,
you can take this one.
Oh, I get my own?
You get your own. I actually, these are the only ones that I have. I do have the one you got me, but it's so huge, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. That's definitely for a me and you 3-hour.
Yeah.
3-hour night. We'll have to do it in bits.
Hell yeah.
You can put your garbage in this little container right here.
I have to have a cigar.
Get more of these. I like the groovy blues. I don't care. Talk your shit. I like it.
They're good, man. I can't complain. They are a tasty cigar.
Ugh.
And they smell good.
They do smell good.
Damn. Yep. They do smell really good.
Pop right open. If it's a beer that I'm picking up, it's definitely got to be a Corona. Sorry. That's just me. It's my taste, bro. Corona. You can't go wrong. You really can't. I don't think I know anybody hating on Coronas. Remember the... You know what's so funny is I remember when Corona, like the virus, was a thing. I learned it from a meme where it was like a picture of a meme where they're like some dude at a bar. I'll take the Corona, hold the virus. That was like how I... That was my first interaction of like, what the hell are they talking about? Isn't that wild? That's the world we live in.
Really? That was your first...
Did you get this
encounter?
Open?
I did. Okay. So, there's like a longer halfway down somewhere.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I see. Okay. We're good.
It took me a second, but we got to figure it out.
Sorry, you can put your trash in here and we can lock it up, seal it up.
Yeah, I don't like... I mean, I shouldn't say I don't like Corona.
Oh, my God. Sorry. For the listeners, terribly sorry if you hear children screaming in terror. They're just playing, I promise. But that was... Nothing I can do about it.
Shut up, we're trying to podcast over here. That was interesting, like, to see where you were going with that.
Shut up. Let's see.
Anyways.
Oh, it smells good.
Yeah, I like Big Wave.
Big Wave. Oh, you folks, I might need to go over a few blocks and tell some neighbor to be like, hey, can you tell your kid to shut up? This is why I don't want kids, man. Nah, I shouldn't say that. Kids are fun.
Yeah, they're good.
They're just playing.
And plus, it's in the middle of the day.
Sorry, let me pop this thing.
It's better than the middle of the
day. It's been a minute.
Let me see that.
Yeah.
There we go.
For the record, I do not encourage audiences to do what we're doing. We're at home. We're safe. We're being responsible. Just saying, don't smoke your cigars. Don't do what I do. Do as I say. Fuck. You okay?
It has been a while. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. We don't do this during the winter. It's too damn cold, but since the weather's nice, might as well.
It's very tempting.
Puff it up and say, smoke it up, Johnny! Anyway, did I settle the conversation over the facial hair? You grow the mustache. Grow it.
Yeah, you were kind of going... Dude, if I'm going to grow a mustache, it's got to be something epic. I don't want no standard, basic bitch mustache like Bomb Bomb.
Don't put Bomb on blast.
I shouldn't. It is
it's
a majestic.
It's not about
Bomb. I'm kind of jealous, okay? I'm putting him down because I'm jealous.
He texted me with that photo because I'm trying to get everyone on the crew to do it.
I sent you a photo.
He's like, is this what you want?
I sent you a photo.
You did.
In a mustache.
But you told me because you got the interview. You nailed the interview. Congratulations again, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, it's time to harness the mustache. You already got really great growth, really great whole fullness going on right there. All you need to do is just trim it up and wear it confidently, my friend. You can do it.
I guess I'll give it a whirl.
Little whirl when it twirls.
I'm very skeptical.
Dude, don't be skeptical. See, I think this is basically a golden rule for just what I'm about to say. If you're trying to rock something, whether it's a clothing or a hairstyle, I guarantee you that it starts with confidence. You have to wear what you're wearing or whatever you look like in full confidence. Because if you don't, people are going to sniff it. And when they sniff it, they're going to point. And then they're going to tease. And you're going to get insecure. And you're going to be like, oh, shit. I need to shave this thing. So, confidence, dude. When I first did this, the mustache thing, I felt so weird. I did. I felt uncomfortable. But you know what? I said, fuck it, bro. I'm going to wear this with confidence. You know why? Because I wanted to do it. So I'm doing it. And then now it's kind of become part of my face. Right? Think about it.
Yeah, totally.
Think about it, Bobby. Last week. Exactly. Last week, now. When you pictured me in your head, my mustache was there. You know what I mean?
I miss the beard.
Oh, God, I do too.
All right.
I do too.
The mustache isn't terrible. It's not terrible.
The mustache is like just more distinguished gentleman, right? Oh.
Those kids.
Those kids must be having a blast, or someone's getting murdered. What's either one of the two? I remember those moments where you're just like in your neighborhood. I grew up in a cul-de-sac. Those are the best, I feel like, when you're a kid, a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Especially when you have other kids. Night games, the freaking whole nine yards.
So many night games. We played street hockey.
Street hockey, like with rollerblades?
With rollerblades.
That's tight. That's badass.
It was so fucking cool.
Dude, we should do that. Like, I mean, not street hockey exactly, but we should do like just like start a freaking
soccer league or something.
Just something outside. I feel like I don't see anybody play like outside ever at almost any age. I mean, except for these screaming kids, but they're probably in their backyard.
I'm always outside.
Well, I'm saying like let's do something like in the front yard and just like let's start some shit. Let's have this neighborhood be like, oh my God,
people
are out there having fun.
Ring up all the kids and say, okay.
Okay, I wouldn't say that, but...
Well, not like that. God damn it.
I'll be honest with you. I talked to my neighbor, and he has kids, right? So they're... I forgot the age. They're super young, single-digit kids.
So you want to get the adults.
No. So what I'm about to tell you is, like, a lot of the kids around in this neighborhood, there's not too many of them. There's probably those screaming kids. My neighbor over here. And then everywhere else is just, like, a bunch of older people. So, like, a lot of people are not having kids, at least in this city, in this neighborhood.
Well, so how does this outside activity shit look to you?
Yeah,
who's doing it? What are we doing? Let's talk about that.
Oh, my God. So, I've been really... I should do this. I really want to invest in, like, a bike.
Dude, get one.
We should... Yeah, like, you got one. You have a bike, right?
I have a bike.
Let's play Cops and Robbers. Playing some Cops and Robbers.
What we need to get you doing is slaying mountains. You need to get yourself a mountain
bike. I already did that with you guys, and I biffed it, and I scarred up my shoulder really bad.
You did good. That was a good wipeout.
Thank you. It was.
It was.
It was at the very end,
too. We were leaving.
I was killing it, rocking it. You guys were waiting for me. And it was like, oh yeah, that wasn't too hard. And then boom.
Do you know how to pop a wheelie on a bike?
Absolutely.
So you know who doesn't?
Who?
Bomb. Okay, and it's hard to teach somebody how to pop a wheelie. I never realized this until I tried to teach him. We were at another park, and there was these little stones, like flat stones. You can sit on them. They're like chairs. So they're only like maybe a couple inches off the ground.
I think I was there for this.
Were you?
I'm pretty sure I was there.
I was like...
Because you were teaching Drake how to do it, right?
Yeah.
And then,
And I was like, all you need to do is, crank down on your pedal and pull up on the handlebars and you'll get up over it. Well, he like doesn't do the pedal thing and just lifts up the handlebars. So it's like one of those little mini wheelies or whatever. And he literally, the rock is right here. He pops the wheelie and the... tire stops right on the edge of the rock and he just bails over the handlebars.
Oh my God.
I was like,
I love Bomb.
But he, you know, kudos to him, he got right back on it. And he's like, I'm gonna figure this out. He didn't figure it out.
Yeah, it's like when you do the wheelie, it's like a, I mean, depending, right? When you're trying to go over a curb, let's say, it's like a quick, you like squat down on the pedals, yeah, it's like right? A jolt. You push down and then you lift your upper body up. And then you crank that sucker with the handlebar up, like have it try to go to your chest.
Yep.
But then you gotta like crunch back down with your body like back down as you're going up with gravity. That's how I do it. I can't just like pull and then hope for the best. You know what I mean? I have to like do a jump with my body.
You gotta like,
to,
like bounce it a little bit. Like
that's how I do it.
Spring action. Yeah, you can do it that way. I mean, that's kind of how I do it. I start it with a little bit of a bounce thing, exactly what you just described, but
did
then I like
wrong?
I push down on the pedal at the same time, so it gives me a little extra oomph,
yeah,
to ride it up and over. And he could not get that, the physics of that down, at least not that day. I don't know.
I feel guilty talking about Bomb, dude.
I love him. Yeah, that's the only reason why. This is how I show love. Okay, I'm gonna, if I talk shit about you, I love you, you know. But he could not get a wheelie. And when he did that, I did laugh. Do I feel guilty? Not really. He was okay. Had he like knocked out a tooth or something? I don't know. Maybe my thoughts would change. But in the moment, it was pretty hilarious to watch. And he did struggle for the next 15 minutes after that trying to figure it out. And he never really fully figured it out. So next time you're in town, Bomb Bomb, that's our goal.
I believe in Bomb. He can do it.
Yeah, dude. This a man who could jackhammer for fucking days.
Bounce on one hand.
Bounce on one hand.
Going okay? In circles.
And do all the crazy shit that he does in when he's breakdancing. Cannot pop a wheelie. It threw me off. I was not ready. I'm glad I was there, though. To watch it.
I'm trying to think. What's something...
But I would love for you to get a bike. Because we don't have to go sleigh mountains. I would love to just go riding around. Dude, it's so fun to... I would take my bike downtown and ride around downtown.
That's a good one, actually. That's actually kind of a fun date. I want to do that.
Yeah.
When it warms up a little bit more. Just like rent a bike.
Dude, don't rent one of those bikes.
Are they shitty?
And well,
I have a bike, Bobby. No,
well,
go
we
buy
need
a bike.
To get you a good bike, dude. You got money?
Hey, take it easy, Bobby.
We'll go. Let's go after this. We'll get you a bike.
Oh, okay, I'll think about it.
Anyways, you need to get a bike with like at least a front suspension. But if you're really gonna go ham, get a full suspension bike, dude. I will go with you, and we will go riding and testing bikes. You just got to give me your limit, your spending limit. Because as soon as you go into that realm outside of Walmart and you're going into like Trex and all these other type bikes, they get thousands of dollars.
Buy my bike at Walmart? Hell yeah, bro.
Don't do that.
Take a mountain bike at Walmart.
People do. And it's okay. It's okay. Like, if you're not into it,
sorry,
you just want a bike to get you around, that's all right.
I'm laughing because it's based off of my experience of when I went mountain biking with you, like up in Draper, right?
Mm-hmm.
I legitimately, those trails, bro, I was
right.
Like, you need a good bike. You just, and you I mean had, a good bike.
You had my old bike, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
So I have, God, what is it called? It's basically a hardtail. A hardtail on a mountain bike is, it has a front suspension, but no back suspension. And he was slaying those mountains with it. That's the bike I learned on. But when you go from a hardtail to a full suspension, it's butter. It's like riding on clouds. You got the Fox shocks, the Rock shocks, like the top of the
line.
Okay,
I'll think about this. Because I've been really wanting to get into a new hobby. Dude, and something that's active too. Like
I would love for you to get into that.
Okay. Have you seen, I thought I sent this to you on social media, but there are people, crazy people that go like into the woods and do like mountain biking at night. You seen that shit?
At night?
Yeah. They have like a huge ass like LED light on their forehead, on their helmet, and they're mountain biking in pitch blackness, but nothing but the light.
Yeah, no.
And they're going like, what is that, like 30, 35 miles an hour?
They're going fast if they're going downhill.
It's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, it's scary during the day, let alone at night. But I mean, if you can full on see, it'd be kind of fun. I'd probably try it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to do like a full send jump or anything crazy, like a big one.
X Games type shit.
Yeah, no.
Who's that one stunt double that was really big in the early 2000s? Travis something, not Travis Barker. Travis Persona? Travis. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know? Nitro Circus? Remember that?
Oh, I know Nitro Circus. I don't know.
He's the guy that like did the first, double backflip over the Grand Canyon or some shit?
Oh, really?
Remember that?
I actually do remember something like that.
Travis Persona? Persona?
I remember when they were huge. Like Nitro Circus blew up. They're from here, right?
I think they are, because they came to my high school one time. I forget what they were talking about, but they did some crazy shit.
Yeah. They do it on the dirt bikes, though.
Dude, I saw this thing on TikTok. It was so funny, because in the caption, they're at a school, and they had an audience, right, with kids, and then they had this show of, like, these random dudes doing crazy stunts on bikes, like, doing tricks and jumps and shit, like, in the gymnasium. And then in the caption, it was like, what does this have to do with bullying? It was like, I'll be sure to not bully somebody ever again, because I'm just seeing that. And I'm just like, yeah, you're right. What does this got to do with bullying? It's freaking... That's like saying us as B-boys going to those schools and talking about bullying. And then we're like, now watch this shit.
Yeah. Watch us talk. Watch us throw our hat right in the freaking competitor's face. Like, Lilu.
Oh, dude.
Style. Just right now, Khalil's face. Bah!
That was probably the best peak of breaking, in my opinion. And then it all kind of went downhill.
Yeah.
In my opinion, certain ways.
I think the Olympics almost did a disservice, in a way.
Was it because of the Australian?
She did not help. She did not help. But she's, yeah.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on where breaking's going worldwide? Oof.
I've been out of the game too long to probably give a good, solid opinion on this. But from what I mean, I watch videos and stuff.
And this is just your opinion, so calm down, people.
Bobby said he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it.
Whoa. What I'm saying is, fuck them kids, okay? When I turn on... When I'm going down the rabbit hole of... YouTube or TikTok, and I'm like down the rabbit hole of dancers.
Is that lighter if you need it?
And you got this fucking kid in diapers doing air tracks. Dude, it's asinine. Like, there's no... The level is so high. The bar is set so high that these moves that we struggled for so long that never even got are now just like, my baby's doing it over here in the living room. Watch him.
Yeah.
He just shit himself. He's doing air
I would
tracks.
Say at least like, for that's like crazy. Yeah, for I would definitely just agree with you, mostly for like power moves and stuff, right? Cuz to
wild
me
stuff.
There is some wild stuff. I just feel like breaking's definitely a young person game as far as like incorporating power moves. I'm not saying like just cuz you're older than a teenager doesn't mean you can't do it. I'm not saying that.
It's definitely evolved into more like...
I'm telling you, dude. The shorter you are, the skinnier you are, like, you're going to get things a lot naturally. But if you're tall and you're, like, weigh a lot, like, no, dude. You can kiss that air flare goodbye. You'll never see that.
I miss watching style heads dance. Let's just say that. I see a lot of dope-ass tricks, though. Like, every time I go scrolling around, I'm like, holy crap. There's something... This is
alien-like, where you're just like, whoa.
Like, I sent you that video of that one dude doing all those weird
transitions
and
air flare to his elbow spin or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like something we could never imagine. We could imagine it, but we could never find the physics to do it. Like,
yeah, I ain't that flexible.
Anyways, I just feel like right now I'm kind of out of it as far as who's... at the top of the game right now and who's not. So I love watching it. It's still entertaining and I love practicing still, but I don't
I think I'm bored with it.
I'm kind of taking a step back. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
I put in my time. Okay. I did my thing and taught. I still teach. I still love teaching. I still will do like gigs and performances here and there. But as far as like training to battle, I don't. There's not anybody out there that I'm like, oh, dude, I'm going to smoke them. I go to practice now and I go, fuck, these kids that were nothing are now something. And I don't want to battle because I'll get embarrassed by losing.
Yeah.
If I'm being totally honest, they're good.
This is just my opinion on the topic where I think this is just what I'm kind of tired of seeing. Maybe people out there will agree with me. Some people, I don't know, probably say I'm fucking crazy for saying this, but I just feel like a lot of the breaking battles that I've seen here in Utah and elsewhere, like online, it's just been too... I think what I'm trying to say is like the chemistry between people when it comes to breaking is so dull and boring. I think every once in a while, like in a blue moon, you'll see like a battle that's like very entertaining.
Like heated and...
Heated specifically, right?
Yeah.
And I don't mean... I'm not trying to say like I want to see some people... No, you're fine. See some people like talk mad hardcore shit on each other or be violent. I'm not trying to encourage that or say anything like that, but what I'm saying is just...
I would love to see the shit talking. Not violent. Yeah, dude. It's so entertaining.
Yeah. One of my favorite ones.
Finish your thoughts.
Yeah, sorry. One of my favorite ones is seeing Icy Ives versus Zeku.
Oh yeah.
Like they talk shit in that one, right? But they get so fucking heated, and they both fucking slay and kill that shit.
Right.
It's just like that's like really entertaining to see. So anyway, what I'm saying is just like a lot of the battles now are just so like goody good, which is a good thing, but it's just like as a spectator, to me personally, I just get so bored with it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm just not really. I don't know. People will probably be like, well, it's because you don't fucking love this game. You don't.
Well, it's not supposed to be love. Like, I mean, it is, ultimately, the umbrella of it. But when you're battling, dude.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, I love dancing still. I love breaking, like, with all my heart. Like, I just love doing it.
Right.
That will never stop, period. But I'm talking about as, like, a spectator and where this,
that's
like,
fair.
This art, sport, whatever the fuck you want to call this nowadays, is going.
It's gotten too technical.
It's so popular too, and it's just.
I think it's gotten so technical that we're instead of focusing on the essence of the dance, we're focusing on the tricks and like, oh, did they crash or they didn't hit it like perfect, and their leg was bent or you know like little things that weren't as relevant. Because if you go back and you watch videos from like the early 2000s, these people were crashing like fucking crazy. But everybody was going wild, you know. But the dance was there. The essence was there. That beef and the what you're talking about. Like, the shit talking.
The word I can only describe for it, and it's just raw. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's raw. It's, like, uncut. You know what I mean?
I do.
No holdbacks.
It was really fun to watch, because you knew that there was emotion behind it. You're not just going out there performing. You're not just going out there trying to not mess up. You're talking, you're actively talking shit or getting shit talked on you as you're dancing.
Absolutely.
Dude, I remember times even like battling in this scene, like Chacho, for instance. Love Chacho. When you battle Chacho, he is going to talk to you.
Yeah.
During that battle. And if you focus on what he's saying to you, his whole game is try to get you off your game. You know, it's working for him. But if you just ignore it and smile in the face of that, you know, you'll do better. But it's I think it's more fun that way.
Sorry, I'm looking up something because I want to show you, because I had this topic in my head and I forgot about it, but this is kind of
to
what pisses me off about breaking and where breaking's been going. Just give me a minute to find this.
Do your thing, because I'm going to finish that thought. I think that nowadays, you know, and it's not just
the breaking scene, I think that people are like super sensitive. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that they're necessarily wrong for being that way. I think that just society has kind of gone that way more.
Can you elaborate more on sensitive? Like, what do you mean? Like, he called me fat and I'm crying.
Right.
Or, like, what are you talking
like,
about?
Like, when we're in a battle and somebody's mocking you.
Okay.
You know, there have been times in the past where somebody's mocking somebody else and they're getting called a derogatory name.
So bullying.
Yeah, they're being bullied. But really, what it is, it's just the essence of the dance. And every culture looks at it differently. Okay. Breaking, we're fucking mean. We will say some messed up shit. You know, in other cultures and other styles that you that battle, they aren't as much that way, you know. And some are. So it's like even in Crump, look at Crump. Crump, they're all about being physical with each other. Pushing each other and like
oh yeah,
touching.
Dude, when I saw the God, what's his name? I forgot his name. I'm
Tight Eyes and
yes, and
Junior?
Yes, thank you. God, yeah. It's been a minute. Yeah, when I saw that video, I was like, oh my God, talking so much shit. And
Because Junior is a B-boy, for those who don't know it. He's from France.
France.
And Tight Eyes is a crumper from America. I don't know where he's from. But in that battle, Tight Eyes gets physical with him. He pushes him, you know, and he like... Junior goes up to do a handstand, and
right.
He pushes him out of his handstand. And in breaking culture, that's a huge no-no. Like, you'll get disqualified automatically.
Not to mention he's, like, disabled Junior.
Yeah.
It looked way bad. I was like, oh, God, no.
And in the crumping culture, from what I understand, because I'm not by any means in that culture, but from what I see and what I know... They do tend to get more physical. That's just part of the dance, you know. So when you have those two cultures mixing together, it can be very toxic and it can end very bad because B-boys will not hesitate to fight. And I'm sure crumpers are kind of the same way. But Junior handled that like a champ. Yeah. He just kind of walked it off.
Yeah. Let me...
And, you know, Tight Eyes looked terrible in the moment, but I think later on he did something, I don't know, he did like an interview explaining his side of it, which, you know, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
But if you're outside looking in as a spectator who knows really nothing about it, it looks really bad.
It does look really bad. Let me...
I guess that's not saying sensitive. That didn't... answer your question. I think people are sensitive and in the as far as like, oh, you called me a name, we're gonna cancel you. Yeah, this is a battle, bro. Like, everything that we do on this dance floor is strictly to win, and it's, you know, strategic.
Sure.
And it's just a battle tactic. When we go out there and talk crap, it's a battle tactic. It's not really what we think.
Yeah.
You know,
I do have to mention though, some of the most battles that I really enjoy watching is seeing somebody talk shit and the other person silent and just smokes them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That those are the really cool moments,
like the ones that just act like a total ass.
Yeah. Really quick, I want to share this video with everybody and to you.
Okay.
Because you're right in front of me. And we're gonna watch this, and I want to hear you. I'm not gonna say anything.
Okay.
I want to hear your thoughts after this video, okay? So apologies if the sound's not the greatest. This is coming off of my phone, so.
Yo, what up, everybody? I want to take you with me to some of my daily routines.
Is that Meno?
That's Meno.
When I break, my face is often close to the floor, so it's very important for me to wash my face in the proper way. The products that I use for that is the Rituals Face Scrub and the Cleansing.
Whoa. Whoa.
Using these two products only takes me 2 minutes extra.
Product Face Scrub. I'm just going to stop it right there.
Okay.
Okay. What are your thoughts when you saw that?
So, first of all, to describe what I just watched. I watched Mano do a commercial for a face rub or face scrub, face wash
product.
He was breaking and all this stuff. Ah.
I feel like that's kind of a sellout, kind of a cop-out. But at the same time, kudos to him for making his money. But at the same time, that doesn't do well for the culture.
Right.
So, this is what I'm talking about with breaking culture, right? Specifically, right? Now, I want to say, let's just say, is making money through breaking wrong in any regard? I would say no. It is not wrong whatsoever. Now, I do have to say, after watching what I just shared with you of what just transpired, that I didn't use the word sellout necessarily, but I looked at that video and I was just like, is this where we're going? Is this who you want to be? Is this like what you stand for? I understand, like, you got to eat. You got to pay your bills, you have to eat. Rent, whatever. I understand that. To do that through breaking your art is cool, but this is where I'm saying, is this what it takes? Is this what you got to do? For the fucking people that are being sponsored by fucking Jack in the Box, like, yeah, you think you're going to fucking... You're eating that? You're practically a pro athlete. You're not fucking gaslighting me and fooling me that me eating at Jack in the Box is going to get me fucking flares. It's not.
That's fair.
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
This is our culture.
I guess. So there's two parts to that for me.
Like, how hysterical. Like, did you just see what I just saw? Menno is doing his Menno roly-poly shit on the ground, and he's saying, to make my skin crystal clear, I scrub my face with this.
My face on the floor.
Like, get real, dude. Who are you fooling? I'm going to buy that product because Menno does it. Yeah, deal. So stupid.
So, there's two parts to that.
Kiss my ass. That's what I would say.
That's fair.
That's why I'm making all the money that I can right now, and I'm going to be the...
How much did he get paid? Because I feel like...
Good question.
You know, as a breaker, and gigs in the past, you know, or opportunities in the past, a lot of times these companies want to do this for fucking bare minimum money. Like, or free. Like, hey, can you just come throw down for 2 hours?
Pay you an experience.
We'll give you food.
Ask me when I'm fucking 18, bitch.
Right.
Sorry.
So, you know, and even higher profile gigs, you're not getting paid. I mean, I don't know about you, but I have not gotten paid like a substantial amount of money where I'm like, damn, that's a lot of money.
The most amount of money, and it was for a teaching gig that I ever gotten, was $1,000. That was the most I've ever gotten.
So...
And a free ticket flown up.
So that's good. That to me, when you're asking me, so that's my second part. To get paid in this style of dance, to give back, yeah, I mean, do it for free if you're, like, doing it to start, you know, or do it for very bare minimum and you got to work your way up with your experience as far as teaching and shit goes. But if you're getting flown out to do a workshop or getting paid to judge... Or when you're giving back to the culture and you're getting paid at the same time, I think that is the most pure way to get paid for that. When you're doing ads like that, you look bad. You look like you sold out. But also at the same time, would you deny it? Like
what if that was like $13,000 or $10,000?
Yeah, if that company came to you and say, hey, can you do like... 10 seconds of breaking and we'll give you $10,000. Let's be honest. Yeah. Are you going to deny that? Fuck no, you're not going to deny that. Why would you deny that?
I think it depends who you are, because once again, let's say you are a breaker and let's say money is not a worry.
And that is very rare. Chances are, if you're a breaker or any kind of dancer that has dedicated your life to this entire essence of style or whatever, culture, we'll go there, you are probably, unless you have a great job, like your original, your your full-time job.
Yeah.
Or you own a company or something. You're probably not making it very much. You know, like here and there you'll get a good gig or something like that, but then you're like you're a contractor. So essentially you could be in between gigs, not making any money.
Yeah.
And then you finally get another one. Yeah, there's a lot there.
I don't know, bro.
But if you have money,
I think it's just my I think it's just who I am. And this is probably the astrology shit, right? Where I'm more, when it comes to authority, I have the attitude of fuck you.
Right.
So I don't like to be owned. I don't like to be held down. I don't like being told what to do. And I get that's what these guys got to do. Like, I'm assuming with Red Bull, like, you got to wear Red Bull shit. That's part of your contract. Monster. You got to wear Monster shit. You got to go to events where, so, like, represent who's paying you. You know what I mean? To me, you're kind of like selling your soul.
Right.
In a way, like,
and so,
but you make a good argument though, good point, because like the world's tough, and if you can make money through your dance, it's like, yeah, it's like,
are
$10,000 really? To do that a 30-second stupid fucking ad for yourself that you did, just say like, I rub my face on the floor and how I get it so clear and sparkly, crystal clean, is that you scrub my product on my face like this.
I mean, it'll look bad if you're like one of those people that are out there going, yeah, you know, if you do this, you're selling your soul, like just what you're saying. You're like preaching that, and then you go and do it. Now you look really stupid. But it's another thing to go, yeah, you know, I'm just open to anything.
Yeah, I guess in my experience, like,
he's kind of like,
I don't know. I'm not in Menno shoes. So I don't mean to judge Menno so harshly. I just think where I'm currently at in my life, and if I got that, I'd be like, I don't.
You wouldn't take it?
Depending on how much money.
What if it was $30,000?
Yeah, that's like a car, dude. Sure, I guess I'll do it.
Right.
But I don't know.
Like, is this...
But if it was like $1,000, $1,500, even two, I'd be like, no. I don't know, bro. Like, no,
I wouldn't do it.
I don't need it. I'm fucking, like, fuck you.
But if you're throwing 10 grand in front of my face for 30 seconds of dancing and you're not really dictating what I'm doing, you're just like, hey, just go out and do a round. We'll give you 10 grand.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hard.
And I'm sure a lot of these young kids think about what to do with this dance too, right? Like, I don't know if you've felt this way, Bobby, like we different generations and stuff, but with me, it's like I'm in my early 20s a decade ago, right? Where it's like I've been putting in so much time with this dance, like I have a decent good amount of ability where certain people can't do what I do,
right?
When it comes to like shows or whatever performances, do I really want to pursue that, you know? And hey, dog, no. It's okay. Here, come get your corn. She's thinking about it. She's like, what is it? Anywho. I lost my train. I'm sorry. But I don't... To me, if I can just summarize all of this, it's just, in my experience, I just dance because I love it for the pure joy of it and how it makes me feel. It's the feeling that counts and not necessarily the money.
Right.
But I guess other people would be in a different boat. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you.
But I'm serious, dude. Again, it's like, it's depending on what the... If it was like a head-spinning beanie commercial product,
right,
I totally support that. Fuck yeah. You got 10 grand to make that? That makes sense.
Right, you're giving back to the culture at that
point. You to scrub your face, to have a face cleanser for a product. Jack in the Box, that one blows my mind, the irony in that one.
Yeah.
Like, don't have it make sense. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. No, that's kind of where I was starting to touch on when I was like, when you're giving back to the culture and you're making money, that makes more sense to me. Like when you go teach a workshop, if you're selling, like you're saying,
yes,
head spin beanies or gear or like shoes or something that we like would
support
use.
Support local, dude. Like help build each other up. I don't fucking know. Like,
yeah, just... I mean,
Hell, make it a fucking B-boy product for B-boys face scrub mask thing. I don't know. Think, get creative. Think of something. I don't know. Just like, when I see that shit, it pissed me off. I saw that in the morning and I was like, good God. I threw my phone. I was like, bunch of sellout. Like, these people disgust me. On the plane. I mean, that was pretty much all my rant.
Yeah.
With that, I saw that about a week ago, and I was like, this would be a great topic.
That is a good topic, yeah, actually. Because there's a lot of people that have big opinions area. On those. Yeah. I guess it is.
You know what I mean? Like,
it is a gray area, because at the end of the day, you could say, oh, that's a sellout, you know. But if you're put yourself in his shoes, and he was offered, like, $15,000 to do it, Are you gonna say no? Like, how much would it cost to buy you? You know.
Yeah.
And maybe he made more than that. You never know. Some of these commercials pay a lot of money.
Holy jet!
That's a big.
What's going on? Oh.
That's a.
What are they?
Big plane. That's a military plane.
It's trying to get a radar on us. Trying to check inside my asshole or something.
Right.
Jesus, how low you gotta fly here, dude? People are like, living here.
You're right over, like, the fucking path, dude.
I am.
Or right under the path.
These planes have been crashing left and right, I feel like. Actually, I haven't heard anything for a while, but there was a period where I feel like planes have been crashing.
Oh, yeah, that was...
This dog is freaking out. Sorry, I gave her that toy and...
Ah, she's fine. She's having a great time.
As long as she's...
She's living her best doggy life.
Not licking me, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, for a minute there, those crashes were pretty scary.
I gotta catch up, bro. I gotta smoke my cigar.
Is
it good? I gotta get some more.
Yeah, we should go.
If you get to the shop before me, pick
up
some more.
I live by the shop now, so I could go. I live literally right down the street. You're talking about like Tinderbox, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Which, shout out to Tinderbox. I don't know if I can even do that, but that place is. They're always good there.
They have some really cool goodies.
They have, like some good gift ideas.
Very good gift ideas.
If you're looking for, like, a unique gift idea, that is a good place to go, because they got a lot of random things.
Accessories
there.
And...
Plus, they have a cigar humidor there. You can buy cigars. They have pipe tobacco. Yeah,
I feel
and
fancy when I go there.
Yeah, and they always treat you really well. So, shout out to them.
Shout out to the Dinda.
Anyways... Yeah, to close out that whole subject, I don't know. I would have to be put in that position and see how far I would be pushed. You know what I mean?
I don't know, dude. It's just...
But for $2,000, I wouldn't do it.
I guess that's just the world we live in. Just like, you're not fooling me, dude.
Right.
What if I bought a product?
Like, I go to use your restroom, it's on your fucking sink. Joey, what the hell?
I can explain.
Yeah.
I can explain.
I would like to hear this.
I'm trying to get the Menno Flow, bro.
Oh,
so I bought this product.
If I buy this face
on my
wash,
face.
Am I going to win Red Bull BC One? Not once.
Three times?
But
did he do it four times?
I think he only did it three times.
I don't watch Red Bull shit anymore. I just can't do it.
I didn't watch it this last time. The last time I watched was... I think it was freaking Shigekix. No, who won the last one?
I didn't look at it, Bobby. I'm out of the loop. I'm out of the loop.
No, that was the Olympics. I'm thinking of the Olympics.
I did watch a little bit of the Olympics, though.
I watched it. You know, it was cool to see. I mean, it was cool to see this culture be put in that realm or that that place. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But
it's like, how do you? Yeah, it's like, how do you go about supporting what's happening in the breaking culture and having it exposed all over the place? And because, like, breaking has meant so much to you, it's meant so much to me and right. So many others that have done it and stuck with it. Part of me, like, definitely wants to, like, have it branch out to everybody, have it be access to everybody. But there's a part of me... Why? Because, again, what it's done for you and what it's done for me. Yeah. Breaking has influenced myself, like, significantly in so many ways. Like, you are forced to be so uncomfortable when it comes to battling, performing, or even the discipline trying to push your limits and actually get a move, master a move. Right. There's so many elements that go into it, right? So I want that access to everybody.
Oh, totally. I agree. Because
it's just, it's crazy, right? So, but another part of me wishes that it would be a secret.
Like more exclusive?
It's so weird. I look at it kind of like a Star Wars thing where there's like so many Jedis and Siths around. It's just kind of like overrated. But when you're like the last Jedi, there's something kind of cool about it. You know what right. I mean? That's how I kind of feel about it.
Yeah, I miss, because it gives you a certain kind of uniqueness.
Precisely.
And, you know, you become a part of this culture and a part of the style and the dance and the whole essence of everything. You make all these friends, you make enemies, but even your enemies will protect you from the outside. You know, like...
Hopefully.
Yeah, for the most part. But it is... It's... I'm kind of with you. It's cool to get a little bit of exposure, like, hey, it's still here. It's big enough to be put in the Olympics, you know? Because a lot of people didn't even realize. They're like, oh, I thought that died in the 80s, you know?
Sure,
and yeah. Then for them to see it on the Olympic stage, that changes the whole dynamic a little bit, you know? Or the whole perception of it. Like, oh, people do actually do this. And what I would love to see is more paid gigs or more, you know, obviously the culture growing from the youth and stuff like that. And I think that did. It did do that. Oh, look, a squirrel. It's chilling up there in the tree.
It's a good sign.
Yeah.
Good spirit animal. I love looking at the spirit animal things.
Right. But yeah, that whole thing is, it's like you're saying, it's like it's catch 22. It's cool to be exclusive, but it's also cool to get the dance out there and be to the exposure. But keep it real.
It's a double-edged sword. No, yeah. You're right. That's a good way of putting it. Keep it real. Like, be like true to yourself, I think. You know?
Be true to this style. Don't let the tricks and all the flips and all that crazy stuff. While that's a part of it, the essence of the dance is like everything. The culture and the style and like throwing your own individuality and character into the dance. It's a dance. It's not just tricks and flips. And a lot of people, that's my biggest thing, is a lot of people see it and they're like, oh, I mean, what's the first thing that people ask you to do?
Backflip
or windmill
or
headspin.
A million headspins, yeah,
you know. And it's like, nobody has ever said, hey, show me your six step. You know, like, I guess the more you dive into the culture, the more you realize that's more of where it started, kind of, you know, like the style aspect and all that.
No, I agree with you. And I think that's just a young, immature mindset, because I definitely carried it. Now that I'm older, because, like, even though I can do flips and stuff.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, that shit is badass. I mean, I wish I could do.
Yeah, I mean, when the time calls for it, right? It's like, it feels good and it's cool, like, I can do it, but it's like, I don't know. I almost want to say I feel like I feel more of an expression when I do like footwork or something, you know?
Right.
But like, that's just kind of my mindset of where, what I'm cherishing a little bit more. And I think I'm growing up, dude. I think I'm
You're
just getting old. I am getting old.
You're getting like, old.
Fuck these kids doing these flips. I'm going to do the six step, well, showing them foundation.
In reality, it's just, we can't do it. So. Come down to my level. I can't, yeah. But yeah, no.
Just be versatile.
Yeah. Keep it real.
Keep it real.
You know, let the culture grow, but keep the culture alive.
Yeah. Plus, maybe I'm a hater. I don't know. Maybe I'm jealous. Maybe I'm jealous Menno got a freaking facial mask commercial. I never dreamt it once in my life, but I mean, maybe.
Maybe that's what the Olympics did.
I was like, that son of a bitch.
Maybe that's what the Olympics did. It's like, oh, you know what? We want a breakdancer in this instead of some...
Oh, dude, I thought that squirrel was going to fall.
That squirrel is getting jump? Some.
He's fat on that tiny little twig. He jumped. I thought he was going to biff it.
Dude, there was one time I pulled in, coming home from work, I pulled into my driveway, and there was these two squirrels and this fucking bird fighting.
Oh, shit.
These squirrels were, like, circling around the tree. They're all hugging the tree, but, like, scooting around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this bird was just sitting there attacking it. It must have had a nest or something in that tree.
Oh, for sure.
And it's just swooping down, and they're, like, making weird shit at noises that I've never even heard a squirrel make. And they ended up bailing out of the tree and just running down the street, and that bird just chased after them.
Yeah, that's... Look at this guy.
They're mischievous, man.
How come when you look up an animal's, like, a token spiritual thing, it's never negative? It's always positive. Have you...
No, that's not true.
Is that not true?
I mean, they're...
The ones that I see the most that I've looked up were squirrels, because I mean, they're fucking everywhere, I guess. And then I did deer. Deer was a big one for me. So, it's actually a moose.
I mean, I wouldn't say that they're necessarily negative. It's more, they're messengers, you know what I mean? They're there to give you a message or, like, tell you, oh, look out for this, you know, because at one point I had scorpion. I was seeing a lot of scorpions. And when you look up that animal totem or what that means.
Animal totem?
It means death, and it means look out for toxic people in your life, and, you know, it means a lot of other things, but those things kind of stuck out to me in the time that I was seeing it a lot.
Yeah.
And so while that's negative, I guess it's also a positive thing, because they're there to warn you and to protect you. And yeah, it was cool. And now I see a lot of snakes. Now I've been, like, super into snakes.
Like a garden snake?
Any kind of snake. I really like vipers. There's this... What is it called? The Kaboon viper? Dude, this thing is the fattest viper.
Viper got the sports longest... car, dude. Sorry, I'm thinking viper of cars now. I want a viper.
Yeah. Those things are... Vipers are dope. I wish they still
did. Did they still make them? When did they stop making them? I guess I could look that up.
I'm gonna look up.
Where'd you do my phone?
The Kaboon.
Bobby? Where's my phone?
The Kaboon Viper.
It's in my pants. Hold on. Yeah. It's called the what?
Kaboon.
Kaboom?
Or Gaboon. Gaboon Viper. G A B O O N Viper. Kaboon.
Okay, hold on, folks. Hold on.
And this thing is fat, but it is so cool looking. You're gonna laugh because
I got smoke in my eye. Hold on, god damn it. Oh, why does that hurt so much, dude? Oh, I'm tearing up. Hold on, I can't see Bobby. Okay,
and these supposedly have the longest fangs out of any snake. They're like 2 inches. A Gaboon viper.
Sounds like a dream for you, Bobby.
Anyways, I've been fascinated by these things. I just watch videos and stuff, people holding them or learning about it. Like, when I was a kid, I was very into, like, the Discovery Channel and learning about animals. I wanted to be a vet when I grew up, but that never happened.
Steve Irwin?
No.
Gronky!
That would be cool.
That would be cool. I actually follow his son on Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
It's so cool, dude. Like, can you imagine doing that career? Oh, so sad.
Yeah,
it's on Animal Planet, dude. Okay, so from what it says, the Dodge stopped producing the Dodge Viper vehicle in 2017, marking the end of its 26-year run.
Damn. In 2000 what?
17 is when they stopped. It began in 1992.
That's crazy. Yeah. Those things were crazy. They're badass looking, too.
I know. I mean, I always thought, I was like, it's a Dodge, you know what I mean? But, like, the Dodge Viper, I just like the bodywork of it, dude. I actually like the old ones, too.
The old ones kind of mimicked a Viper head, right?
Yeah, I feel like they stayed pretty consistent with, like, the body shape. Like, ooh,
yeah.
You know what's funny? I show Haley...
Badass cars, man.
I show Haley some cars, like, on TikTok or Instagram, and they'll do, like... these rails of like Lamborghinis or Bugattis or just Mercedes, and everything's just pristine condition, right? And I'll show her this. I'm like, you don't feel anything when you see something like that. You don't go like, oh wow, like I want to try to. And she's like, no. I'm like, okay.
The hood on that car is the size of a king bed, too. It's so
big. Is it really?
Yeah, dude. I'm just saying that.
Engine.
It's like a V12.
Dude, that freaking...
It's a big ass
engine. That green and black.
I don't know. I like that turquoise looking one.
Dude, something you don't know about me, but when I was a kid, I had my room in these colors.
Green and black. That's bright green, exactly. Dude.
Just like this. I'm not joking with you. Just like this.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
My parents let me do. I don't know. Those are my two favorite colors growing
green
up.
Green and black.
Green and black. I always
that's
thought
it was funny. So, my favorite color when I was a kid was green as well.
I think I was heavily influenced by Spawn.
I was influenced by the Ninja Turtles.
Which turtle?
My favorite Ninja Turtle, Leonardo.
Leonardo.
I like Leonardo.
I like Michelangelo.
Did you see?
He's like the layback one, the freaking.
Did you see?
She's a babe.
That they made like a spin-off of the Ninja Turtles called The Last Ronin.
No.
It was.
I mean, you saw it?
It wasn't a movie. That they're actually making. Supposedly, they're making a movie out of this, but it was a comic, and it was all of the Ninja Turtles except for one died.
Okay.
And that Ninja Turtle takes on everybody else, you know what I mean? Like, he starts training with all the different weapons. I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't, but it is one of the Ninja Turtles. You want to take a stab at who it is?
No, I don't know. Raphael? It has to be.
I'm going to just do a disclaimer. If you don't want
me
to ruin
this. It has to be
Raphael. If you don't want
me to ruin this. Yeah, he's looking at me.
It's not Raphael. It's not.
Well, it ain't Donatello.
Not Donatello.
Okay.
This is a spoiler alert before we get into it any further. If you don't want to, don't listen for the next couple of minutes.
Michelangelo?
Michelangelo. The littlest turtle, the most carefree Ninja Turtle, takes on all of that grief and trauma of his brothers dying. And that's what the story is based on. It's pretty dope.
How interesting. Dude, I finished Breaking Bad. Did you watch that?
I never watched Breaking Bad.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I'm watching right now?
Jesus Christ.
You know what I'm watching right now? Resident Alien. That shit
Resident Alien
is hilarious. Okay. Finish your Breaking Bad, we'll get into
No, that. I'm just saying. I finished it. So what was it? I think during the pandemic, Haley and I started watching Breaking Bad. And then I stopped watching it after one episode in particular. It was with the fly episode. It just pissed me off because I feel like they were focusing so much damn attention on this stupid fly. Like, it didn't make sense to me. But it's basically, I guess, like a metaphor of like Walter's like guilt,
okay,
and grief and stuff. So anyway, I stopped, and then like 3 years go by.
3 years.
I decide to rewatch the whole thing. I start from the very beginning, and I made it past that episode. I finished the season, and
final thoughts.
It's just heavy, dude. You know those series that are just so heavy, and I almost am considering, I feel like maybe I need to talk to somebody professionally about how I feel. Like, I'm not kidding, Bobby. Like, when have you ever been so emotionally attached to a series with characters? And let's name some heavy ones. What are some heavy ones? Breaking Bad.
Game of Thrones.
I did not get into it, but I heard that one was pretty,
Dude, and watch that.
Sons of Anarchy. That's another one that was pretty heavy for me. It was just a hard watch. I was going to say Dexter. I think Dexter is not as heavy, but it was more stress-oriented, like anxiety.
Aren't they still making seasons of that?
Oh, yeah. I think it's what do they call it? A prequel? No, sequel. No, it's a prequel towards when he was, like, younger, basically. I'll maybe watch maybe one or two episodes. Give it a chance. Why not? But
Game of Thrones is wild. So Game of Thrones, you get attached to these characters, and then they're just gone in the blink of an eye. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And I'm not going to tell you which ones, because I want you to get to a certain part that everybody talks about. It has to do with dinner. and just, I want your reaction to that. Because that, I was like, oh my, holy shit. There's just a lot of wild shit that happens in that show. I didn't actually finish it. Because I've heard that it's just not even worth it. The ending sucks.
Really? That's how Dexter was, the first season, or the first series, whatever you want to call it.
But I got pretty damn far into it. And, yeah, there's just a lot of crazy shit. But it's good. Like, I kind of boycotted it because everybody was so into it. And I'm like, ah, fuck that shit.
You like anime?
I love anime.
No, yeah, no, Naruto, sorry.
Naruto's another one of those.
I couldn't do it.
Where somebody dies in it and you're like, holy shit, they're dead. You know what I mean?
I think maybe if I was younger, I could really like get into Naruto. But for me, I think I watched it when I was like 25 or something. And I just...
Did you start it from the beginning?
I did.
Yeah.
And to me, you know what's funny? I used to work a job where during the winter we would just like literally just fuck off and like get paid to do nothing. And I just watched a whole bunch of Naruto videos. Talk about wasting money. Anyway, I made it through a whole season, and I think I stopped after that, where it was just too slow for me. Like, the recaps were just taking forever. I'm somebody that's like, we gotta speed this up. Maybe I should have watched it on like 2.5 or something, you know what I mean? But I'm not really, I don't want to say I'm not an anime fan, but I'm just not really heavily involved.
Let me tell you, I'm not going to explain it over this podcast because we can do it for another, it'll take me a while. But what I'll do is I will tell you pretty much all of the major things that happen in the first part of the Naruto series. Because I feel like, I mean, while it's awesome, it starts out kind of slow, but then gets way better. But when they go to Naruto Shippuden, they basically come back and they're a little bit older. They're teenagers in that. And if you start there and you kind of know what's going on, it keeps your attention more. You know what I mean? There are fillers, but in the first... part of the first season, or I won't even say season, the first little bit of Naruto when they're like younger, there's a lot of fillers, and it's just kind of like, ugh, this sucks, you know what I mean? You gotta filter through all the fillers to get to the main part of the story. And you know what fillers are? They don't follow the storyline. They're just kind of like, you know, we haven't decided what we're gonna do with the story or whatever they're doing logistic wise. So we're just going to make this one-off episode. It's just, it has nothing to do with the storyline. It's just, this is what's happening while we're figuring stuff out, kind of thing. Shippuden they don't have very many fillers, if any at all. And it's really, really damn good. And that's where a lot of tragic stuff happens. Not a lot, but some tragic stuff happens. And a lot of oh shit moments.
Climax.
Yes. My kids love that shit so much they've watched the whole thing like four times. Huh. All of Naruto. And that went on for 15 years. For 15 years it went on. But that's the one major anime that I really, really, really got into. There are other animes that I really like, but that one holds my heart.
Naruto. Mine's Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yeah, a lot of people like that one. A lot of people are Dragon Ball Z.
Class.
A lot of people are One Piece. I never got into One Piece.
Yeah,
One Piece, from what I understand, is still going on. It started at the same time as Naruto.
it's still going.
And it's still, they're still making new episodes, I think.
All
right. And if they aren't, it's just been within the last year or so that they stopped. But I think they still are. And then you got like Attack on Titan. I never got into that.
Would you count Samurai Jack? I love that. Like the cartoon. Because that one, they don't talk, anime. Do they? It's animation. Cartoon.
Anime. When I say anime, it's like Japanese. You know what I mean? It's like from an Asian.
Oh, then I'm out then.
Country. Naruto. All the ones that we just mentioned. Those are all.
Spirited Away. I did like that one.
It's a good one. There's a lot of good ones. There's like Chainsaw Man. That's a new one. They got like, so when you watch the trailer of some of these animes, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, how the hell did that even come to be a thing? And then you get into it and you're like, oh, damn. It's really thought out. That's the one thing I really like about anime. It's a continuation. It's not like watching SpongeBob where you're like, all right, the next episode doesn't really relate to the next. And if it does, it's like a 1 or 2, 3 part series. You know what I mean?
Begging your pardon.
Where anime is more, it's just a continuation, a storyline where the characters continue to grow and evolve and things like that.
Yeah, I'd have to give more. It's like Breaking Bad,
but it's anime.
Yeah. I don't know. I gotta give some more of a chance. I just need a good list, I think.
Yeah, Naruto is a good one. I'll give you a list of like some shorter ones that are easier watches. Like Demon Slayer, that's a pretty good one. I like My Hero Academia. That one is like a twist on superpowers. But they call them quirks, and most of the society has a quirk, and some of them are kind of useless and some of them are badass. Like, when I say useless, one of the main characters, his mom's quirk is she can move stuff with her mind, but it's only like the size of this butt of this cigar. She can't do anything with that. And then other people have, like, super strength or fire abilities and stuff. Anyways, that anime is pretty damn good. I like that one. At least the first season.
Did we talk about what superpower you would have? If you had to pick one?
I mean...
Was yours healing?
No. I would do teleportation.
It's like, fuck healing.
I
don't
really mean. Actually, what I would do... And this is stolen straight from Naruto. We have talked about this, but we'll talk about it again. I would do one of two. Or three. I would do teleportation. That would be badass, self-explanatory. I can just teleport wherever the hell I wanted to.
Hot.
I would do where I could clone myself.
Oh, so, yes, I remember that.
So on Naruto, he does shadow clones, and he can shadow clone thousands of shadow clones, right? And the cool thing about that concept is whatever the shadow clone learns, he learns.
Like 100 times because he clones himself.
Yeah, so if he clones himself 100 times and does 100 flares, it's like him doing 100 flares.
Dope.
But he only did it once.
That's hot.
So that would be a cool thing. Plus, I could make my clone go to work for me. I could stay home. Yeah. I could be all over the world. And I could experience a lot of shit.
Okay, what's the third one?
The third one would be time control.
Really?
Yeah, dude. To be able to control time? Fuck yeah. Hey, you want to go back in your past? Do you want to change some things? Let's see what that does. And then if it fucked up, I'd just go back in time.
God. That sounds like a little bit less headache.
No, dude, I already figured it out. You know, like if you go back in time, you're like, hey, what would you change? All right, let's go back in time and change that. And if we get into the future and the future is just a shit show, we go back an hour before that time and we just don't do it. You know? You just relive it.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool. Like, you could freeze time. You could fast forward. You could go into the future. You could go into the past.
What's the dumbest superpower?
I mean, I could just make one up off the top of my head.
Turning into a rock?
Yeah.
Or a chair?
Like, I can shapeshift, but I can only shapeshift into a piece of shit.
Oh, my.
I gotta pee. I gotta do a bathroom break. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
Well, what about you? What superpower would you have if you could have a superpower?
To fuck all the time and never be tired.
Damn.
Oh, wait, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. Oh. Mine was teleportation, but I almost want to change it.
What would you change it to?
I almost want to have the ability to, like... How do I word this? Double fit.
Oh, shit.
Like... If you were to touch things, like create things, like this beer. If I wanted another beer, I wish I could create like another beer.
Oh, duplicate things?
Duplicate, like, yeah.
That'd be cool.
I kind of thought about that. I don't know. Sorry, dog. I think I broke your toy. I like pulled it apart. I'm sorry. Here, you can wear this though.
It'd be cool to duplicate things or to, like create things out of thin air. Like, oh, I want something. It's not here. There it is.
Yeah. Mind reading, it sounds really cool, but part of me is like, I don't know if I want to go in your mind, dude. Like,
yeah.
Some things are just better off not said.
What are you going to do with that?
I think you can manipulate people. You know what I mean? Which, true. To me, it just sounds more like an evil thing.
Yeah. Healing factor would be cool. To heal from anything.
<I'm just kidding. laughs> Healing would be cool.
You'd be basically invincible. You do whatever the fuck you want.
I don't know.
You know how many air tracks I would try?
Freaking
all the flips.
The fire thing.
Controlling fire.
As a kid, I want to create fire, but I don't want to control fire. I create that. You're such a good girl. She just wants the lick licks.
You are a cutie.
Lock you up next time. You're too much of a distraction.
Yeah. These planes are kind of annoying.
They're killing the vibe right now.
There's so many. So many that go by. I think there's like one day where it's like not too many go by. Then there's a day where it's just like all of them come here. I swear to the Lord.
Yeah. It probably gets more frequent towards the weekend because more planes are coming in and going. People are traveling more.
I don't know, man.
But yeah. I don't know. You got anything else to talk about before we close this out?
I just want you to grow that mustache. I don't know why you're not doing it.
We're bringing it back. We came full circle. We can't let it go.
I don't know why you're
not. Can't let it go. I can't go. I can't walk out of here and come back cleanly shaven.
I don't know why you're not doing it.
What if I did?
Just start growing it, dude. Like,
it is growing.
I know, but
not by choice.
It's the most I've seen. This is the most facial hair I've ever seen. You right now.
And how do you like it?
It looks phenomenal. I think you should keep going. I encourage you. Just
the
maybe
problem
wait.
Is my facial hair is itchy? Like jet black and itchy, and my hair is golden brown.
There's no problem with that. There's no problem with it. Go get some beard oil. Slap that baby in between.
Does that help with the itching?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll have to.
It softens your hair.
Go to Lush.
You
is that where
Lush?
You get your stuff? Don't
no.
you love Lush?
I'm too lazy. I actually go to Harmon's and I pick it up. I should probably get something that's a little bit more legit. It's expensive shit though. It's like $14-$15 bucks for like some beard oil. It's like Jesus. Yeah. But it lasts me a long time.
Well,
it lasts me like a month or two.
Do you just slap it on every day?
Yes.
After the shower? Before the shower?
Yeah. After the shower? Don't do it before. All
right.
I do it twice a day. So it's like you shower and then apply it after. Go out throughout your day. And then go to bed. I slap that baby back on when I go to bed.
Any specific brand?
What
to avoid, what not to
buy? I'm pretty generic. I like anything that just kind of like smells like sandalwood.
All right. So just go in there and pick one.
Yeah, just pick one. All I mean, grab the vial, twist the knob, sniff it. It's like shampoo. Like, do you like
right.
the smell of the shampoo?
You gotta like the smell.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I would do.
I'll go check it out. I'll go buy me. I'll go pick up some beard oil.
It will ease the tension on like the scratching. Like that will help a lot.
Yeah, because that sucks.
It does suck. I know what you're talking about.
I hate it. Or like, you ever get snagged, like on a
zipper?
Or like some material or a necklace that you might have.
Absolutely.
Fuck.
Does that ever happen with your pubes?
Yeah.
You tug on your underwear and you're like, oh. And you're in public and you can't reach for it. And you're like, you're like kind of moving all weird for a second. And everyone's like, is he okay? And you're just like, well, I can't just like reach down my hands into my crotch because
I'm eating dinner.
I've had that happen though.
Yeah, that's.
Pubes are a weird thing. Yeah. Like, you grow hair down there,
right?
That would be your superpower, not to be able to grow pubes down there. Or control your pubes there, I don't know.
Never have to shave, ever. You just...
Dude, I wish. I have to freaking groom myself suck it every in. Fucking, like, 2 weeks to shave my ass. One time I
shaved... You shaved your ass?
No, I don't shave my ass. This is the big mistake, right? When I was, like, don't in my early wax. Adult... No. I'm actually... I would be curious. I would try it, I think.
To wax? Not... The gooch? Would you wax the gooch?
I think I would.
Ooh, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could put myself through that pain.
It's just your gooch.
I I'm not saying
wax
like,
your asshole and your gooch.
I just think
it'd be satisfying.
I think it'd be excruciating. I think it would hurt.
I think
like
you'd be
month.
Surprised.
Really?
Do you have a high pain tolerance or do you not?
I don't want to find out. I would say I do, but I don't know about in that general area. It seems just like sensitive, you know what I mean? To get your pubes just ripped out of there, like that.
But the
you
gooch
think that would be satisfying?
But your asshole and your gooch.
Maybe the aftermath would be satisfying.
I don't think I would wax my like. Well. Yeah, I don't think I would wax my pubes, but to make it easier, it would be like you would trim your pubes and then probably wax it. If you were like full on, like, Bigfoot style, like.
Well, I'm saying. Why don't you try it? Tell us.
Nah. I'll stick with the 2 weeks.
It's satisfying. I would love to know your opinion on this.
Nah.
Go be our guinea pig.
What I'm gonna get you for your birthday, a nice gooch,
a Brazilian wax.
Wax,
just like, all right, set you up. Go get yourself waxed up. Go get bare bald.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. No, dude. One time I shaved my ass, and I used to work outside in the summer heat.
Oh,
whoops.
Whoa,
that was some bad freaking like chafing, irritated in the hot sun, dude. Outside, I'm talking 98, 99 degree weather.
No protection.
I work 8 hours outside, and I'm in heavy, like Dickies pants, like maneuvering through people's hot grass. You know that smell of just like hot cut grass and just, flashbacks. Are you farting right next to me?
Oh my God.
I feel like it's just these dogs, too. They're just so gassy. You and your dad is just nasty. Nasty. That'll gas us out. If we pass out, folks, you know why. This dog just be ripping.
We go silent. Anyways, should we end this?
Yeah, do you gotta go?
Yeah, I gotta get out of here.
Okay. People, let us know if the outside was a vibe or not. I really liked it. I dig it. I enjoyed it. We saw some squirrels.
I had a great time.
Some of the flowers are starting to bloom.
Planes just.
I'm sorry about the planes. Some days are good. Some days will be better. Some were not. Today was probably not the best day, but.
Yeah, let us know either way.
It's a good day. One of these days we'll have to try a fire pit. Not sure how that would really go, but...
No, dude, we should.
We should probably
try it. We should do it tonight. Fire pit it up.
Talk to everyone, see where we're at. We could try it. I would like to do a fire, though.
It would be badass.
It'd be the first fire of the year.
Yes.
And then... Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to be... Again, we always say this at the end of it. If you want to be a part of... Or be on the podcast. If you have any ideas that you want us to talk about...
let us know, because otherwise we're just going to rant like this.
Yeah, a whole bunch.
But if you like it, you like
it. ADHD.
It's fun. We have a good time.
I like freestyling it.
Yeah.
I don't mind a few topics here and there, but I enjoy the
right
continuous flow.
Well, right on. Until the next time.
Next time.
Yes. Thanks again.